proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible lesson. We continue our look at the circumstances surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ, and our focus today is upon Joseph. Many accounts of the Christmas narrative focus on the baby Jesus or on Mary, but comparatively few of them consider Joseph, Mary's espoused husband. The opening chapter of Matthew provided some valuable insights into Joseph's character, though. Joseph was a just man. That is to say, he lived righteously in the sight of both God and man. The way that Joseph thought, felt, and acted conformed to God's will for his life. But Joseph mingled that sense of justice with the application of mercy. Upon discovering Mary's pregnancy, Joseph did not have her executed, as he could have done under the provisions of the Mosaic law. Instead, he had her put away privily, that is to say, privately. Joseph did not fly off the handle, either, when he learned about Mary's condition. Rather than taking immediate, albeit rash, action, Joseph thought about what he ought to do before doing anything. In Matthew 1, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, telling him, quote, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost," unquote. Upon hearing that, Joseph faced a dilemma. If he heeded the angelic admonition, he risked receiving the criticism of his contemporaries. These might have expected Joseph of complicity in Mary's pregnancy. In other words, they might have suspected that Joseph and Mary had extramarital relations. Nonetheless, Joseph chose to do the honorable thing. That is to say, continue the betrothal and take Mary as his wife. The angel of the Lord added that Mary, quote, "shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins," unquote. Matthew also linked the statement with a prophecy that was found in Isaiah chapter 7. He wrote, quote, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." A question arises. Did the angel of the Lord direct Joseph to name the child Jesus, or did the child bear the name Emmanuel, as prophesied in Isaiah? A careful study of the language used by Isaiah and Matthew indicated there was a slight difference between the content and the thrust of these verses. Isaiah wrote that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew, by contrast, utilized the third-person pronoun in the latter portion of that sentence by writing that they shall call his name Emmanuel, unquote. Emmanuel might have functioned as the name Mary applied to Jesus Christ. This practice was not uncommon in the Bible. Sometimes a Bible character did receive more than one name. For example, in 2 Samuel 12, David called his son by Bathsheba Solomon, but also referred to him by the name Jedediah. Matthew recorded that Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, thereby providing a stable home for Mary and the baby Jesus. Matthew continued by saying that Joseph, quote, "knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus," unquote. Rather than assert his marital rights, Joseph left Mary in the condition of a virgin until after the birth of Jesus Christ. This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.